poll, 2 in 3 black voters want U.S. jobs filled by Americans, not foreigners. By John Binder on July 1, 2020. The overwhelming majority of black Americans say the United States does not need to import more foreign workers to fill jobs, because there is no labor shortage of willing and available U.S. workers. A new poll by Rasmussen Reports finds that the majority of all likely U.S. voters, 54%, said there is no labor shortage of qualified American workers to take working and middle-class jobs. Today, there are about 40 million Americans who are unemployed or underemployed, all of whom want full-time work. As research has shown, of the nearly 500 occupations in the U.S., only 6 are made up of a majority of illegal or illegal immigrants, debunking a widely used talking point that there is a shortage of American workers. The Rasmussen Reports poll states, people say immigrants fill construction, technology, hospitality and other service jobs that Americans don't want. Are there Americans who would take those jobs if pay and working conditions were improved, or are there just not enough Americans willing to do that kind of work? To that question, about 65% of black Americans said, Americans would take those jobs if pay and working conditions were improved. A far break from the 51% of self-identified liberals who said there are not enough Americans willing to do that kind of work. Only 22% of black Americans said there are not enough Americans willing to work. Meanwhile, only 34% of liberals and 41% of Democrats said there is no shortage of qualified Americans willing to take working and middle-class jobs. The poll comes as President Trump has halted the H-1B, H-2B, L, and J-1 visa programs to prioritize about 600,000 U.S. jobs for Americans rather than having those spots filled by imported foreign workers. Upper-middle class and wealthy voters are much more likely to claim there are jobs Americans will not do, while working-class voters say the opposite. For example, 46% of voters earning more than $200,000 a year said there are jobs that Americans refuse to take. In contrast, 6 in 10 voters earning less than $30,000 said there are no jobs Americans will not do. The class and racial divides on uncontrolled immigration are well documented in the Democrat Party. Research by Zach Goldberg has shown that white liberals have driven the party's stance that more immigration of all kinds is vital. Goldberg wrote last year, consider, for instance, that black and Asian Democrats and liberals are significantly more supportive of restrictive immigration policies and less positive toward racial/ethnic diversity than their white counterparts. And as woke liberals play a leading role in party politics, the Democrats, who are increasingly defined by their embrace of diversity and progressive stances on issues of racial justice, appear to do so, at least partly at the direction of a small white elite. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. The record levels of legal immigration to the U.S. over the last 4 to 6 decades has spurred the largest foreign worker population since 1996 and the largest share of foreign-born voters in the electorate since 1970. A boon for the big business lobby and Democrat lawmakers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.